I greet you with the greeting words of peace, Shalom. The philosophy of Kemetic spirituality proudly presents a life-centered life. We wish the information that is shared will enlighten you and guide you on your uphill path. Blessings. Transition. What the West calls death was considered simply another stage of life. In actuality, death has no place either spatially or temporarily. Human consciousness exists in other forms after the body's dissolution. The Kemites refer to these forms as Ka, Ba, Ak, and Jet. There was a large body of literature which dealt with the continuation of life. Although this literature had multiple purposes, this we know because the literature additionally relates to earthly as well as celestial existences, as well as multi-dimensional existences. These texts were not solely funerary texts, as many Western scholars have described them. For example, the so-called Book of the Dead was called in Metunetcher, the book coming forth by daylight. This book was intended to be used for those living on earth, as well as by those who had transcended the earthly dimension. Many passages from the text specially relates to those who are living on earth. Some passages states, these words are useful for one on earth. Once again, reiterating the importance of knowing how to live a Mayashin life on earth. The book Coming Forth by Day was available to almost anyone. It could also be used merely for a person's own enlightenment. For the book to be used for the transition into the next life, there were passages which described rituals to bring about the unification of Ra and Wasir. In other words, the union of energy, spirit, and matter. The transcendent person becomes Wasir and joins Ra in his passage through the cosmos, during the infinite cycle of life, being born each day for eternity. In the book of Maduat, the corpse of Net-Ra is equated with the corpse of Wasir. Regeneration takes place in many dimensions. The Sa, mummy, symbolizes the space between earth and the next life. Through one's own Sa, a person remains connected to the earthly dimensions. Sa may be thought as being in a state of suspended animation, readily at any moment to resume its life, to be reborn. Mummification was referred by people of Kemet, but not actually necessary to secure a blessed afterlife. Most people were buried directly in the earth without a coffin. Know the world in yourself. Never look for yourself in the world, for this would be to project your illusions. This podcast was brought to you by the philosophy of Kemetic spirituality. We wish the information that was shared will enlighten you and guide you on your uphill path. Blessings.